Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you are listening into my sermon. Thank you for taking this time to listen. I pray that this will be a blessing to all the listeners. And before we get started with my sermon, let us open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we could gather together amongst your word. May we be filled and edified by your word, Lord. May this be a time of fruitfulness and edification. And Lord, may we continue to draw closer to you. And Lord, thank you for walking with us daily, and you provide for all our needs. And Lord, thank you for your finished work on the cross of Calvary. And Lord, I just pray that you continue in this time of redemptive history and in this generation, Lord, that you continue to draw more sheep to your fold, Lord. And Lord, may we as believers in you who have been regenerated by the blessed Holy Spirit and who are in the fold now, Lord, may we be in remembrance, Lord, of where we were, but also, Lord, may we continue to look to you and follow after you, Lord, because it is a wonderful salvation, so great a salvation, Lord, that you've provided for us. And as your people and as your children, Heavenly Father, may we continue to be lights in this world and glorify you. And Lord Jesus Christ, may you be glorified in all that we do, Lord. So we ask this in the mighty and precious and holy name of our Lord and Savior, and of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So dear family, once again, I want to thank all the listeners who are listening in to my sermon. And the title of my sermon is Election of Grace, God's Sovereign Saving Grace. And I want us to have an understanding of what election of grace is and what is God's sovereign saving grace. And my opening Bible verse will be Romans chapter 11, verse 1, all the way down to 14. And then after the reading, I want us to look at Romans chapter 11, verse 5 in particular, and also in verse 7, and just have a look at those two verses and see what is it of God, because we will see that God has an elect, a remnant, a people whom he has chosen for himself, who hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and respond to the calling of God. So dear family, let us turn to Romans chapter 11, verse 1, and let's read all the way down to verse 14. So Romans chapter 11 and verse 1, and this is Apostle Paul, his letter that was written to Jew and Gentiles to the church that was at Rome. So let's begin reading. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Would ye not what the scripture say of Elias or Elijah? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David says, let their table be a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back alway. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. In verse 14, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. So, dear family, let's take a look at verse 5. And we see in this wonderful verse that there is an election of grace. And let's read verse 4 and 5, and we'll take a look at verse 7. But what saith the answer of God unto him? What is the divine response to Prophet Elijah? What is God's response? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. And in verse 5, even so, then, at this present time, also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. What two wonderful verses. We see that although the nation of Israel was in apostasy, or they turned away from God, God had 7,000 men reserved unto himself who have not bowed their knees to the image of Baal. And a fun fact that I would love to share is, in the time of Prophet Elijah, there was about 2 million to 3 million Israelites at that time. And that remnant of 7,000 men, through God's divine response to Prophet Elijah, we see that that was a remnant, that was a called out people for God. And even more so, we see that in our time, we have an election of grace throughout all the world. We see that here in our nation, in America, in the United States, how we see a tremendous fall away from God. Yet, we see true believers, true Christians that are standing up for righteousness, and pastors who are standing up for righteousness. Those are God's people, those are God's chosen people, those are God's elect people who have chosen the narrow way that the Lord speak of, that have, but it's all through God's choosing us and his grace towards us. So dear family, I want us to get, as we look at verse 7 in chapter 11, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Now this is an amazing verse, and we see that the elect hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. And why has we, as God's elect, why have we understood the gospel of Jesus Christ? And not just here in the United States, but it's so many testimonies in foreign countries of other believers elected by the sovereign will of God, by his saving sovereign grace. We see a called out people to his name, not only Jew, but also Gentiles, as we see that Apostle Paul writes about in the first century. And as we're living 2,000 years later, God still has a called out people, a chosen people for his name, not just Jewish people, but also by his grace. Us Gentiles, we are saved by his grace. So dear family, let us turn to John 14, verse 13, and let's look at the last part of the verse. And also, I want us to have in mind, why do we love election of grace? Why, as believers and as God's chosen people, when we see so much corruption around us, so much things that are going on, why, as believers and followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, why do we love election of grace? So I just want us to keep that in mind as we go through this sermon. May that be in the back of your mind and as we continue on. And I want us to look at John 14, verse 13. Whatsoever ye shall, and this is our Lord, this is the words of our Lord. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now in this verse, we as believers, Why do we love the election of grace? Well, because we want to see our Heavenly Father, that He be glorified in the Son. And when we look at the last part of this verse, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We know that as God's chosen people, our Heavenly Father, through His mercy, before the world was, He already had in time prepared a redeemed humanity, a gift to the Son. And through the blessed Holy Spirit, we are drawn back to our Father. We have believed on the gospel of His Son. As it was promised in Genesis 3:15, we see our Redeemer, our Lord, He came to the nation of Israel, and all that believed on Him, He gave them power. He gave them the Holy Spirit to become sons and daughters unto Him. So as Gentiles, we rejoice. We should be in rejoicing of this saving grace that the Lord is gracious not only to His Jewish people and all that He has chosen that will come to salvation, but we should rejoice because the Father, as the words of our Lord here in verse 13 of John 14, at the end of the verse, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And that's one reason that we should love the election of grace, because the Father is glorified in the Son, and also the Holy Spirit is glorified, because now that we are living in the church age, before the Lord takes us home to glory in the rapture, and we don't know the day or hour, but we continue to look for it as believers, as redemptive history continues on. We are in the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and He has drawn many redeemed humans and He redeemed humanity that the Father had planned in eternity past, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, and that the Son would have a redeemed humanity, a bride, a beautiful bride that the Father has prepared for His Son. And it's almost a picture of Abraham and the servant that seeks out a bride for Isaac. So I just wanted to put that out there as well. The beautiful story of the Lord and how we as believers love election of grace and God's sovereign will and His saving sovereign grace to us. We're just going to flow through some scriptures. Let us turn to John 6 and verse 37. And let's get a more understanding of what election of grace is. So John 6 and verse 37. And this is once again the words of our Lord. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. These are the words of our Lord, and once again he says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. That is amazing words from our Lord. And let's go down to verse 44. No man, and this is the words of our Lord, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So once again, we see in this verse, not only in verse 37, but in verse 44, and these are the words of our Lord, that not only does the Father who He has given to the Son will come to Him, and the Lord will in no wise cast us out. But we also see here in verse 44 that no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. So we just rejoice at that drawing, because we were in a road of just darkness and apart from our Creator, and the Lord and His sovereign grace and His sovereign will And his saving grace, His sovereignty, He was drawing us back to Him. And in the words of our Lord, and I will raise him up at the last day. So dear family, I want us to take a look at the Old Testament of God's sovereign saving grace of election from the Old Testament. So let us turn to 2 Kings 19 verse 4. And I want us to look at a word that's very important that we saw in the reading of Romans, where Apostle Paul was writing a remnant according to the election of grace. And that word remnant was used by Apostle Paul because you find it so often in the New Testament that there's always a chosen people, there's always a remnant of God's chosen people that He has. So I just want us to understand and just always keep in mind that word remnant, that is God's chosen people that he sovereignly saves according to his grace and according to his election. So let's look at 2 Kings chapter 19 and verse 4. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So once again, we see that in this Old Testament verse, we see that there is a remnant that will be left. So let's turn to 1 Kings now, chapter 19 and verse 10. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 10. And we're going to look at verse 10, verse 14, and verse 18. And we have a greater understanding of what's going on here in 1 Kings 19 because Apostle Paul, he quotes from verse 18. And throughout 1 Kings, he uses scripture that he quotes from to give us an understanding what the election of grace is from an Old Testament perspective. So let's read 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in the pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, wast thou here, Elijah? And in verse 14, Elijah, he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it. And the Lord said unto him, go return thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jeshua the son of Nissim shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And dear family, I know we're doing some reading here, but let's jump down to verse 18. So this is God's divine response to prophet Elijah, and we see in verse 18, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel. With all that's going on in Israel, the Lord has left 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which have not kissed him. Wow, so this is amazing. So we see in verse 18, once again, through the opening verses that I read in Romans chapter 11, we see that God, here in the Old Testament, had reserved for him, has left for him 7,000 men in Israel who have not bowed to Baal and that have not kissed Baal. So, dear family, we have a more sure understanding from the Old Testament that God has chosen out people for his name. And as we see, as much corruption that the nation of Israel was in, he had those 7,000 men chosen out for his name, chosen out by his sovereign will, by his grace. Dear family, let's continue on and let's look at Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 9. Once again, we're getting an Old Testament perspective of what election of grace is. So this is Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 9. Except the Lord of hosts hath left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. So in this verse in chapter 1 of Isaiah, we see just a remarkable, once again, that the Lord has called out people to his name that that do not continue in sin. And also, and this is just an example of what's going on here in the United States and just all throughout the world, that although the world is going in one direction, God has his chosen out people that go the other way, that turn to God, that very small remnant where the gospel is preached throughout all the world. We see that God is calling out people unto his name, whether Jew, whether Gentile, whether you were born here in the United States. There's so many testimonies in South America, in South Africa, in England. And we can just see all, if we just took a look at all the different countries and all the corruption that's going on, you'll see that believers, that Christians that respond to the gospel, the saving grace, and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, that was given the Great Commission that started in Jerusalem and in all Judea and throughout all Samaria and into the ends of the earth, we see that the words of our Lord is coming true, and that in this time of redemption, we see God's chosen people responding to the gospel, who are not continuing in sin, but are responding to the Lord, who are turning away from sin. And as we read here in chapter 1 of Isaiah, verse 9, except the Lord of hosts hath left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. And that's Isaiah speaking of ancient times when God, before the nation of Israel was even in place, and this was God's divine judgment in ancient times, and hasn't changed, but by his grace, he's continued to save out his elect, and believers all around the world, whether Jew or Gentile, are responding to the gospel of the saving knowledge of the of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, dear family, let's look at Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8 and verse 13. And once again, I just want us to have an understanding of the election of grace from the Old Testament and how the Lord has always had a chosen people that has been called by his name, whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, in the church age as we live now. So let us look at Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8 and through all the way down to verse 13. So Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 and 13. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell the people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their hearts, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitants, and the houses without men, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord hath removed men far away, and there be a great forsakening in the midst of the land. And in verse 13, but yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten a teal tree as an oak, whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. And once again, we see so much hope in verse 13. We see that the holy seed, the remnant, that's God's chosen people who respond to the words of God through the preaching and prophesying, where he gives the commission to Isaiah to go unto these people. And when, as we hear in the ministry of the Holy Spirit, when the gospel is preached all around the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the Lord, he didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. When a dead sinner hears the gospel message of the Lord Jesus Christ and has a prepared heart, when he responds to that message, that is God's elect, that is God's chosen people. And those who do not respond, who harden their heart, unfortunately, they don't respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But those who are chosen, those by God's sovereign grace, who do hear the message, who do respond, have a prepared heart, and God draws all his people to him. The Holy Spirit draws us to the Father, and when we respond to the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work. So, dear family, let's continue on. Let's turn to Isaiah 10, verse 20, all the way down to 22, and verse 22. So, Isaiah chapter 10, and verse 20, and down. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay unto him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness. And that is just, those are three amazing verses just to read, that God has a remnant, and though the nation of Israel be a sand of the sea, yet a remnant, a chosen out people by God's elect grace. And we see that even now in our time when we speak the truth. In the end of verse 20, we see, but shall stay unto the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. And our Lord spoke. Not only was he speaking to the Jewish people of his time, but also to the Gentiles when he said he's the way, the truth, and the life. We see that truth is under attack, but yet God's chosen people, his elect, that follow after the Lord Jesus Christ, that respond to the message, the saving grace of God, we understand that is in truth. So we see that in the Old Testament here, the word truth or in truth, we see that we as God's elect and as his remnant, we respond to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, dear family, throughout the beginning of time, God has always called a people to his name and to his glory, whether the calling of the nation of Israel, his chosen people through Abraham, or even Noah and his family, those who were saved before the great flood of the world, who the world, when they rejected God, God had a chosen out people, Noah's family, by his grace. In that verse in Genesis 6, verse 8, where it says, by God's grace, Noah. And we see it's all by grace. And this is an Old Testament perspective that God has a chosen people, whether it be the nation of Israel through the seed of Abraham, or even Noah and his family, those eight souls that were saved from the great flood. Or as we look at the line of Seth, or as we look at Enoch, God always has a called out people unto his name, unto his glory. Because God is gracious, but yet he also has final judgment, and he's holy. So from eternity past, before creation or anything was created, God already ordained and chosen a people to his name and for his glory. As we look at redemptive history, God's elect respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the effectual and loving calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. As our Heavenly Father draws, we respond. And dear family, I want us just to kind of flow with some scripture. Let us turn to John 17. And also, as we looked at different verses and hearing the words of our Lord and looking at Isaiah chapter 6, we see that our Heavenly Father draws, and those who respond to the message, whether it's the prophet in the time of ancient times, those who hear and respond, those are God's chosen people. And now in redemptive history, since the Lord has went back to heaven, we understand that only through the gospel and preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ can the elect truly come to the Lord. And it's only through the gospel, when the elect hear it, they respond and are drawn by our Heavenly Father. So that's why we love the election of grace, because it's not of works, and it's all of God. It's for his glory, it's for his purpose, and we are love gifts from the Father to the Son. And it's not so much of us, but it's all of God's plans, and that's why we worship and we sing of redemption, because we know of all of God's ways, his judgment, and that's why we rejoice that we are a called out people, a chosen people for his name and for his glory. So I want us to look at, let us turn to John 16, verse 14, and all the way down to 16. And we're just going to kind of flow through some scriptures and understand the words of our Lord and just understand the election of grace. So this is John chapter 16 and verse 14. And I pray that the Old Testament perspective of God's remnant, of God's chosen people, was an understanding that although there is wickedness, God has those, whether it be in the nation of Israel or before the flood, God has his chosen people, his remnant, that will respond to his message and turn away from sin and turn to the living God. And it's no different now when the elect respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hear and we respond and we are drawn by our Heavenly Father. So let's look at John 16 and verse 14. And all the way down to verse 16. And this is the words of our Lord speaking of the Holy Spirit. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore say I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. So, dear family, as we see the words of our Lord, we see that the Holy Spirit, he comes down, he gives us an understanding of the things of our Lord, to glorify the Lord, and the things of our Heavenly Father, which we glorify our Heavenly Father. And also, different, let's go back to the Old Testament. And I want us to just, once again, understand that election of grace was a thing of the Old Testament. So, as we know the stories such as Ruth and Rahab and the prophet Jonah, why did Ruth respond and her sister-in-law didn't? Rahab is another great example of God's chosen. Although she was a Gentile, not an Israelite, she believed because those who are chosen of God, they believe. So we know Ruth, who was a Moabite, she didn't turn away. She wanted to go back with Naomi to the nation of Israel because she heard of this guy. In that time that was spent with Naomi and her family, Naomi had to have spoken of the living God and spoken things. And Ruth, through God's sovereign grace, was drawn to Naomi, and she went back to the nation of Israel. And we know that Ruth is in the line, in the genealogy of our Lord. And also Rahab is a great example of a Gentile believer who was God's chosen. This is from the Old Testament, that God, when she heard the message that was given from the spies, she believed, and all her household was saved because not only did she believe what the spies said, but when she heard how that God, the God of Israel, the living God, is part of the Red Sea, she believed the message. And once again, this is God not only drawing his people, but he seeks us out. He's the good shepherd. He seeks out his own. His own will hear his voice. So, dear family, the reason why I want us to understand that from the Old Testament, these two examples of Rahab and of Ruth, they were Gentiles, and Apostle Paul, who was an apostle to us Gentiles, the message is still the same, and the living God who was preached unto and who was talked to, and the message that was given to Ruth and to Rahab as they responded as God's chosen elect. So we as Gentiles, we respond to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And these are just wonderful examples. And I also want us to look at the book of Jonah. This is another Old Testament example. When the Lord says they shall hear my voice, whether it be through the prophet Jonah and Nineveh or in 1 Kings, the remnant of God's chosen people hear his voice, such as in 1 Kings, the prophet Elijah, the remnant heard his voice. Apostle Paul, those believers in Rome and Christians that hear the gospel today, we respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Ruth, through the influence of Naomi and her family, Ruth, who knew of God, the God of Israel, she also believed. And God, in the time of Jonah, wanted a people called by his name when he sent Jonah to Nineveh. We're going to look at the word of God at the end of the book of Jonah. And this, once again, is a display of God's choice to forgive, to spare from his judgment, to display his sovereign grace of election in the generation of Noah. The people of Nineveh were an example of a Gentile nation of God's divine election of grace, because they were called and they responded to the preaching of Jonah when he pronounced judgment on the people of Nineveh. They responded in belief and in repentance of sin. They believed God because God produced in them a prepared heart to believe and respond to his calling. And in Jonah chapter 3 verse 5, let's turn there. So we know that the people had a prepared heart, and the people of Nineveh had a prepared heart when Jonah came unto them. They repented, and let's look at Jonah 3 verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to proclaim and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither men nor beasts, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. So, dear family, I want us to understand that all we can do, because we don't know who is God's chosen people, but I would say to you that, as the words of our Lord when he said that the publican, when he cried out to the Lord in repentance, to God in repentance, and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, heaven will hear. By God's grace, he will respond. So through the words of our Lord, you can cry out unto the Lord. And dear family, I want us to look at Jonah chapter 4, verse 11, and let's understand the sovereign will of God. Let's go up to verse 10 in Jonah chapter 4. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd for which thou hast not labored, neither hast made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? So once again, we see God's sovereign election of grace on display, where he called out a people of Nineveh. In this generation of Jonah, he called out a people unto himself. And these were Gentile people, Ninevites, that he called out, that he spared. And it's all of God, because it says they cannot discern between their right or their left hand. And that's an example of us Gentiles, and also of Jewish people. It's of God, it's not of works, and it's of God, and he spares. It's a display of God's sovereign grace. We see that he spared the Ninevites, who are Gentile. They believe in the God, the living God of Israel, and they turn to him. This is an example of the response of God's elect, his chosen people that are called out by his name. As you see, this Gentile nation, these Ninevites, were, in the time of Jonah, were called by the Lord, and they were called, and they responded to Jonah's message, which was given from the Lord, and they responded. And that's an example of how we respond when we are drawn to the Lord. The message is preached unto all the world. As Apostle Paul writes, that how blessed are those who come with good news. And when you come with the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, the elect will respond to it, whether Jew or Gentile. So I just want us to have an understanding of God's sovereign election of grace as we looked at the book of Jonah. And dear family, I want us just to, once again, continue just to flow through scripture as we understand the sovereignty of God and his divine sovereignty. And why do we as Christians, as God's children, love the doctrine of God's sovereign election of grace? Let us read Ephesians 1, chapter 3, and verse 6. So we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, and all the way down to verse 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. So, dear family, as we look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, these are just wonderful verses that was written by Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus. And even more so, we know that as we take a deeper understanding that this epistle that Apostle Paul wrote was more so of a general epistle to Christians in general, because scholars and researchers have come to that conclusion that this was more so a general epistle that Apostle Paul wrote. So as Christians, we take these words, we take all the Bible, the whole counsel of God, as our own, but we see that these words are from our Heavenly Father that was penned through the Apostle Paul, through the indwelling Holy Spirit. And it says in verse 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now in the beginning verse of verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 1, we see that in him before the foundation of the world, that in itself speaks of God's sovereign will, his sovereign grace to choose a people that's called by his name for his son, for his good pleasure, as we see in verse 5, for his good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory and of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. So, dear family, that's why we love the doctrine of election, of God's sovereign grace, because we know it's not of ourselves, and we are just at all that God had this plan in eternity past, that we were called to be his children and a called out people for his name to worship the Lord and to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear family, I want us to understand that when you respond to the gospel and the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is because you have a prepared heart. And who prepares the heart? Well, it's God. It's the Holy Spirit that prepares the heart, because we are drawn by the Holy Spirit, we are drawn to our Heavenly Father in response to the message of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we turn away from sin. We see our own brokenness. We see our own unworthiness. And we see that it's all of grace and not of works. So, dear family, I want us to look at a couple more verses, and then we're going to close. In closing, I want us to look at Bible verses, John 3, verse 16, and I want us to read not only John 3, 16, but also down to verse 19. And I want us to look at my closing verse, which is Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. Let's turn to John 3 and verse 16, and we're going to read down. And this is the words of our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19 is very important right here. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And dear family, I just wanted to read that because in a broad sense, we see that God, he has the gospel, he has the gospel message that our Lord says, preach unto all the creatures, the great commission that he wants his message to be preached to all creatures on earth. And when I say creatures, I mean humans, for God so loved the world. But as we see in verse 19, we see that there is a seriousness to this, and these are the words of our Lord, and this is a condemnation, that light is coming into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So, dear family, I just wanted us to read that, because the gospel, it is a glorifying gospel, but the seriousness of it is the words of our Lord in verse 19. There is a condemnation, because those who do not respond to the gospel, they fall into God's judgment. But those who do respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ, those are God's chosen, those who have a prepared heart before the Lord. So we just rejoice in that, those that respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want us just to reread Romans chapter 11, verse 5, just to have that in our minds as we close. And then we're going to read Joel chapter 2, verse 32. So let's turn to Romans chapter 11, verse 5. Even so, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So we just rejoice at God's amazing grace. So let's turn to Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. And as I was saying, dear family, I wanted us to keep in remembrance that word remnant and how it is a general message, and the Lord God, He wants Himself to be made known unto all His creation and His creatures and to humanity. But those who respond to His message, which is now the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, those are that holy seed, that remnant, His chosen out people that are called by His name, that respond to Him. And dear family, I just want us to turn to Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. What is the word of God? What does it say here? So Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, and that those, once again, that is also how the words of our Lord, when He said in John verse 3:16, that God so loved the world that whosoever, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. And the Lord has said, in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So once again, we see it's a general, we have a general call of the Lord because the Lord is merciful, but also He has a seriousness, He has judgment, but in there is a remnant whom the Lord shall call. And as we look at the end of the verse, in the remnant whom the Lord shall call, well, it's a called out people to His name. It's a called out people that will respond, who won't fall under judgment, who will respond because they are chosen of God. And they hear the call of God and they respond. Why? Because God has, in His divine will, in His divine sovereignty, He has called out those whom He has chosen. And when the remnant, when the holy seed, in this time of redemptive history, and when we respond, and it's only through the gospel of Jesus Christ, when the elect hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and when they respond, and when they hear the call of God, they respond to it, and are drawn to the Heavenly Father, and the Son of God will in no way cast Him out. So dear family, I pray that this sermon was a blessing, and I pray that we have an understanding as we looked at New Testament versus Old Testament, that we understand the sovereignty of God, His sovereign will of redemption, His election of grace, and that He has a chosen out people for His name, a remnant, that although the world falls into His condemnation, we as His believers, although we may fall into God's chastisement, we won't be condemned with the world, as Apostle Paul wrote. And as His chosen people, as His children, we rejoice at His amazing grace that He would even choose us before eternity passed, as it was written in Ephesians. And as we see here in the book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 32, that although it does say, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, for in the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And we know that, once again, that the elect, when they hear that calling, they respond and are drawn to the Heavenly Father. And once again, we know that we are an elect bride and a redeemed humanity for the Son because of our Heavenly Father's grace and in His plan before time began. So let's close in a word of prayer. And so, Heavenly Father, thank You for this time. I pray that this sermon was a blessing to all the listeners. Thank You that Your word is opened up into our hearts, and that You have given us eyes to see, Lord, and hearts to respond and ears to hear, Lord. And Lord, we just thank You for the election of grace, Your sovereign will. And Heavenly Father, we do love You because You chose us from eternity past. And we just want to glorify and worship the Lord Jesus Christ and be as You called us to be, Lord, Heavenly Father. So we thank You and we rejoice that we rejoice in Your love and Your mercy towards all Your chosen people, all Your elect, Lord. And we just rejoice that the gospel will continue to go out and that the elect will hear it and they will respond to the message. And Lord, you always say that whosoever, and we know that as the public can cry out for mercy, Lord, we know that, Lord, you are merciful, and when we call out in a heart of repentance, Lord, you will hear, heaven will hear, Lord, so, and the Holy Spirit will come down. So thank you, Lord, for this time. I pray this will be a blessing to all the listeners, and we pray and ask this all in the name, in the mighty, holy, and precious name of our Lord and Savior, of our God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.